I can almost feel the mist that the falls emits when you're around it from this painting. Just the sheer kind of iridescence of it, the airiness of it. It doesn't give these high definition views. It gives the mystique of the falls. My name is Dan J. Broyeld. I'm a professor at UMass Lowell. I teach African American history, and I'm interested in public history as well. And so the question becomes, what is in the picture and what is not in the picture?
Artist Frederick Edwin Church went to the water's edge and painted the study on the spot, but he left out the Niagara Falls Suspension Bridge. It was built just a few years before as a border crossing between Canada and the United States and would have been nearby. And while Church, as a landscape painter, ignored the bridge's existence to concentrate on the wild freedom of the famous falls, this bridge symbolized real freedom to enslave people escaping from the South.
African Americans, they could walk to British Canada. They could take a railroad to British Canada via this bridge. This bridge provided liberty before the American Civil War. And so in a sense, Frederick Church can live in this world of viewing these natural landscapes in the manner in which he does. But for Black people, they have to look for how they can kind of manipulate the landscape for their own freedom.